clean the burners, clean the line out, and things like this before we put it away for the year.
What would you call the black stuff that was inside the stack or whatever?
So it wasn't, no, well, we didn't have what you call a stack or something. It was just like a flat top sort of situation.
Oh, just open?
No, it was closed. It was enclosed. But there were, shall we say, ventilating holes on the sides and near the top for the heat to escape. But, and well, as far as cleaning that is concerned, wow. It didn't really need that much cleaning, as far as I was concerned. But my dad did look at me, clean the burners and change the wicks.
I don't really know.
So it was portable?
Yeah, you could, you just pick it up. One person can handle it, could pick it up. When it was cool, that is, because when it was hot, you didn't even want to go, like near it or touch it. You'd burn yourself completely.
Okay. Now you said that you're in the kitchen there. They had gas.
It was gas. Gas stove, gasoline stove.
Did you know anybody that used a wood stove?
My daddy's mother did for a long time. Have what they call a wood stove in the kitchen, and I guess as soon as he became old enough to earn him some money, he said that was the first thing he was going to buy him was a gas stove. He got tired of you cutting that wood and going to get out of the wood for that wood stove. She cooked on it a long time, as a matter of fact. Sundays, when we went to church on Sunday, she lived right across the street from the church. And we would go there in the morning for coffee and Johnny cake.
Johnny cake being a...
Sort of like a pancake. It's a pan bread, really.
Right. And what would it be made out of?
Flour. I don't know all of it. Flour, water, and sugar.
Was it a corn base or a wheat base?
It was a wheat base, more so than anything else. But it was terrific when it was nice, piping hot, and with some butter or something slapped in between. You'd slice it like you would slice a cake.
What was that thick?
It was about so thin. It was a pancake.
Yeah, right.
A little shallow like pancake, but you would just slice it like you would slice a cake. Then you cut it open in the center and slap some butter in there. Put the top back on, let it melt, go to work.
Okay, should have asked you about that.
That should make me hungry now. Right. Tomorrow.
Okay. We were talking. You said there were no fireplaces around, but these are just some fireplaces. If you have a fireplace. Or if there was one here, what would you call the thing the fumes would go up?
Probably smokestack, I guess.
Okay. Would you have any other names for that?
Chimney. Smokestack. I guess this is probably something that we never really thought about.
Yeah. I was just thinking, the reason why I'm asking this is I was thinking if you saw like a brickyard or something, they had a big, huge, smokestack. Would you call that a chimney or a smokestack?
Chimney, more than likely. If it's on a house, I'd call it a chimney. But probably if it's on some sort of industry, I'd call it a smokestack, really.
Okay. And how about the place, again, we're talking about fireplaces. The place just in front of it, usually it's like a brick or metal thing.
I have no idea what I would call it.
Okay. How about the expression, home is where the blank is?
Home is where the heart is. Home is where the family is. Well, home is where, I would say home is where the heart is.
Okay. All right, and do you have any idea about what the, you would lay the wood on inside of a fireplace or even a wood stove, they have sometimes?
I just would guess it would be either the furnace or the stoke or something like that. I'm not sure. But I know Dad used to talk about having to go in there and stoke firewood in there and throw it in there.
What kind of wood they use now around here?
It would just be pine board. Any kind of wood you can get your hands on. Wouldn't be